dagen zijn prima hier op Lowlands. Maar de nachten, de avonden, ja, dan is het misschien toch wat extra magisch. Want dan staan de grote artiesten in het donker te spelen. En het is het leuk van hier een studiootje hebben op Lowlands, dat je artiesten kunt uitnodigen. I was just telling everyone it's so nice to be able to invite our artist here in our little studio. Disclosure is er nu.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, Howard. Hi, Guy. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Very good, really good. Yeah, cool. The festival has been booming.
Yeah.
It's going to be even better because you're playing tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. Can't wait. And I'm glad the sun's out as well, finally.
Yeah, that was a big surprise for us.
Yeah, big surprise. We thought it was going to be really rainy, so this is good.
It's good to see not just willies and raincoats for a change.
Well, we didn't bring any of that, so we're really glad because we would be screwed.
Yeah, but you're actually in a tent playing, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, good point.
All day would be bad.
And Lowlands is welcoming you back because it's absolutely not the first time that you're here.
Number three, right?
Yeah, three in a row, right?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not in a row, but three.
Yeah.
Pretty close to in a row, though.
Yeah. Definitely getting acquainted with the backstage. Like, I kind of know my way around more than normal. Yeah, it's nice.
I just asked you before I was talking to you on the radio, did you have the chance to see other artists or meet up with other bands? But you said you were at the theme park.
Yeah. Well, you know, we see artists play a lot and we rarely get a theme park in the backstage. So made the most of that, yeah.
Did you get into the roller coasters and everything?
Yeah. I just went on one like right before this, so I'm still buzzing from the adrenaline of that.
It might be a great idea to do that just before a show.
Yeah.
To offer it to all artists.
Very good idea. It would be an expensive rider to put a roller coaster backstage every day. Yeah,
it is
freshly built. Yeah.
Well, that's a special feature from this festival, Lowlands.
Yeah.
You've been at so many festivals. Can you tell us one funny or weird thing that you've seen at other festivals?
There's always so many things to say, but I never know what to say during that question.
No, I know.
You get asked it all the time. Well, my mate, we at Glastonbury this year, it was my mate Stag Do, and we had a whole day of just lads. Like, no, we weren't allowed to hang out with any girls. It was just guys, and we were just running around all these tents, and we completely covered his whole body in this kind of glue stuff, and then just covered that with glitter. So he was like a silver man all day.
And he's probably still.
And he definitely looks like one of the most unique people I've ever seen at a festival, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
He looked kind of like an Oscar.
He looked like the Tin Man Wizard of Oz.
But how is he now? Because it's
I think it's still like haunting his life, probably.
Every morning he wakes up. Oh no, not still.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a really big fan of your new song, Feel Like I Do.
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
How did you get in contact with or Al Green's people or him? Mm. How did that go?
Well, I kind of started cutting the beat up and messing with the original song, like the one that you can just buy, can buy. And I don't know how we had a hookup with him, but we just had a way to email him a song, like just to see what he or his team thought about it.
Yeah.
And they liked it so much, they were just like, if you had the parts, would that help, you know, mix it and things like that? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, do you just want all the parts to all my songs? So we were like, okay, yeah, that'd be great. So we actually do have like all the parts to Al Green's discography, which is great. Yeah.
So it's gonna be a sequel.
I don't know. It's more just like for complete enjoyment, to be honest. Yeah. It's so nice to hear those songs all separated out and like hear all the parts.
But that voice is incredible.
Yeah. Because you know, Let's Stay Together and Tired of Being Alone, they're like, you know, all incredibly classic, amazing songs. You know, you don't really want to mess with them. So I don't think we would ever like go near those ones. No. But I don't know, with Feel Like I Do, we sampled Still In Love With You, which is still a pretty big one of his, but not, you know, a completely well-known one, like not massive. So I think we felt a little bit more comfortable messing with that one. But yeah, the big Al Green songs, you know, it's like Stevie Wonder territory, like Michael Jackson territory. You don't want to like remix that. It's a bit too far. So but it was great to, you know, it's great that he liked it. That's the main thing.
But it's not always the way you work. I mean, we've worked with a lot of other big artists. Sometimes it starts with an idea.
That's the only time it's ever happened like that. Yeah. I mean, I would say that's more of a remix that we did there. You know, it's not writing a song. It's cutting up an old song and sampling. But yeah, with most of our, you know, original songs that have a feature of a singer, you know, whoever, like The Weeknd, who just played, or Sam or Lord or whoever, or Luna, who was here yesterday, that's all just us in a studio, like writing music from scratch, around the piano, around the whatever, a little drum loop or a bass line. You know, it's proper, you know, songwriting. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's like our main thing. If we're doing, you know, like a pop song with a catchy chorus, it's always, you know, us writing it from scratch. Yeah, we don't really do much sampling. It's only something we've really got into like more recently, I think, in terms of like taking a whole song and, you know, just like putting a beat under it, like we feel like I do. You know, it's because I don't know, because we're musicians, it's not really our thing. You know, we prefer to play than sample. Because, you know, sampling is an art form in itself. And, you know, people like Jay Dilla, you know, are our absolute heroes. And that we kind of leave that to them because I think they're better at it than we are. We prefer playing chords and bass lines and drums and things like that. So
that's our main thing. This is where I come in and saying, well, you did a pretty good job on this one.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks.
We have this new thing at 3FM, the Bak Met Ballen. It's a big glass ball with little balls in it. And every ball contains a question.
Oh, cool.
From another band. So
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know whose questions are in there and what the questions are, so I hope we don't
I hope I can open
inappropriate.
It.
Never know.
Howard's got his hand on the balls.
I'm trying to.
Howard's fondling the ball. He's opening the balls. And now he's inside.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that.
Sorry, it just sounds funny.
If it's Dutch, I'll translate.
It's written in Dutch. I'm going to need you to translate. Sorry.
Okay.
I definitely saw the word sex.
I don't want to ask you this.
Oh. God, that'd be fine.
Oh, it's from Broederliefde. It's one of our very upcoming bands who played today. Okay. And they want to know if you ever had sex with a famous person. I don't want to know. They want to know.
I don't think that's necessary.
It's highly inappropriate.
No, I don't think so. I don't think... I mean, it also depends what you classify as famous.
Well, that's up to you, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. No, I'd say then. No, okay. Absolutely not.
Nice answer.
Yeah, we'd politically say no.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be the best thing.
Not that lucky, unfortunately.
Tonight at 10:15, you're playing in the Alpha tent, and we're all going to be there watching and enjoying. Thank you so much for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And, oh, yeah, and you have to write another question for another band.
Oh, okay,
we'll
cool.
We'll do that later.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. And
cool.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Disclosure natuurlijk ook nog even draaien. Wat ze net vertelde over hun song. L Green.